Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Will he do it today? And by he, I am referring to one Aaron Judge, in case you're wondering, trying to hit home run number 61 and tie the Yankee and American League record owned by Roger Maris in the first inning.
And everybody is standing at the stadium.
Yes, they are.
Judge, great numbers off Pivetta. He's 5-for-11 with a couple of home runs, and the 0-1 fouled away.
Our friends John and Susan with the call on WFAN. Judge ended up striking out in the first inning and flying to center in the third. We will provide special live coverage of all of his at-bats from WFAN until he not only breaks the record, ties the record, but also breaks the record. There are plenty of home runs being hit today. Another one's just hit by the Yankees, and they now lead 4-3. As for Yankee fans not at the game, our Carol Dioria spoke to some of them.
Just seeing someone go for another record that supposedly was hard to break or whatever. It's seeing greatness in an athlete now, or people in this generation don't get to see that anymore.
The offensive statistics this year, he's like first in every single category, which is unprecedented. I know a lot about baseball history, and something like this is just crazy.
As for Mets fans, I understand, I feel your pain, but this is Aaron Judge's time, and until he hits the tying and then go-ahead home run, you have to grin and bear it, and also wish your Yankee friends and family well. Be magnanimous. The city is appealing yesterday's decision by Supreme Court Justice Lyle E. Frank, striking down the city's vaccine mandate for NYPD officers. The judge ordered the city to reinstate officers who were fired or suspended for refusing to take the vaccine. In his decision, the judge wrote that the city cannot unilaterally impose a new employment condition without first negotiating with the police officers' labor union. Andrew Lieb is an attorney for the PBA.
It's not about whether vaccines are legal. Vaccines are legal in employment. The question is, what is the penalty in the city when the penalty is made by the Department of Health?
He made his comments on CBS 2. In announcing its appeal, the city said the ruling, and I quote here, is at odds with every other court decision upholding the mandate as a condition of employment. NYPD and Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz are hosting a gun buyback event today at the Calvary Assembly of God Church in Ozone Park. It runs until 4 o'clock.
So if for some reason you have a gun in the house that you'd like to get back to the authorities without any questions asked, we're at 10207 Rockaway Boulevard in the 106 precinct in Queens.
And they say no questions asked, and the public is urged to surrender a weapon in exchange for a $200 bank card and an iPad. Police are looking for two hit-and-run drivers involved in two separate crashes in the city overnight. The first happened last night in Brooklyn. A woman in her 30s, according to authorities, was struck at New York Avenue and Cortelyou Road in Flatbush. She was rushed to Woodruff Hospital, where she's in critical condition. Witnesses say she was hit by a black SUV. This morning, around 2:30, a woman was hit at 97th Avenue, 121st Street in South Richmond Hill in Queens. The driver of a white Nissan, according to authorities, fled the scene. The woman was pronounced dead at a local hospital. No names have been released. Plenty of wonderful performers tonight at the 10th annual Global Citizen Festival, including the Jonas Brothers, Metallica, Mariah Carey, and many more. A simultaneous show is being held across the Atlantic in Ghana, featuring Usher and SZA and plenty of wonderful musicians. The shows aim to celebrate and bring attention to achievements made toward eradicating extreme poverty. People attending tonight's show in Central Park must get there before 8 p.m. and have a printed paper ticket with them. Mobile tickets will not be accepted, we are told. Tickets for the Global Citizen Festival this year and every year are not bought. They are earned with actions taken in the fight against extreme poverty. Mayor Adams is defending his administration's response to the growing surge in asylum seekers to the city in a talk with Caribbean Power Jam Radio posted on their Facebook page.
We used whatever we had to do to get through this emergency in a humanitarian way, and we're doing that now.
Adams said the impact of migrants is similar to the COVID pandemic, saying his team has had to pivot and shift based on the emergencies they're facing. He also defended the possibility of using tents or a cruise ship to shelter asylum seekers, saying it's similar to when COVID a field hospital was set up in Central Park and a cruise ship was used as a hospital. It's the city doing what it has to do to get the job done.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.